Rabbi, let's continue where we left off last night, Beis Hashem. We discussed in the different minhagim of Klal Yisrael during this man of Avelis of Sfiyah Sa'imet. And Rabbi, yesterday we mentioned there's different minhagim in Klal Yisrael when people keep Sfiyah Sa'imet al Avelis. Some people, like we said, Al Pidah Rizal, keep the entire Sfiyah Sa'imet. Most people in Klal Yisrael, I think this is the minhag of most Ashkenazim, is to keep at least the first half. Right, the litvish of Olam, for sure, you keep the first half all the way to Lag Ba'omer Be'erech, Mitzvashim Kekula, we'll discuss that when we get to Lag Ba'omer. And the main, that's the meaning of most people in Klal Yisrael, is that we keep that first half. Yeah, that's what we said. In a Hanami, a person theoretically can choose from one year to another year to do either half he wants. Some posts can hold only one mokum. There's a mokum to be mako if you have a good reason. Now, let's explain, before we get to the actual details of every halacha, what is the reason? What is the reason why during Sfiyah Sa'imah we don't do things like music, dancing, chasanas, and all these sorts of things? What's the pshat? So Rav Poskim hold that the ikur reason that we do all of these things and we practice these minhagim of Avelis is because of the 24,000 Talmidim that were Rabbi Akiva, that were Nifta during the time of Pesach and Shavuos, like the Gemara in Yevamos Tamach Pesach and Beis tells us, Shalai Nagu Kovat Zeh LaZeh, and they died what the Gemara calls a Misara. We explained already this yesterday. That's the Maisa why Rav Poskim hold why we keep the minhagim of Avelis. The Shibeli Aleket in Chelik Beis over there, Siman Reish Lamed Hei, so he explains a different reason. He says that there's a special judgment for the Rishoyim in Gehenim from Pesach till Shavuos. It's a special judgment in Gehenim. I don't know what that means, but he explains that that's the reason why we keep a lot of the Avedis to come in Hogim during this month of Sfiyah Sa'imah.
The Rishoyim.
But still, it's not a good time. It's a din, right? The Taz, for example, there's a Mufusha Taz in Top of the Gil. The Taz says there's a din going on, especially on the Tavuah. A din on the Tavuah means a din on your food. Your food means when you live. So the kid says it's a very, very serious time in Shemayim. The Aruch HaShulchan also, in our Siman, Top of the Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan says these are the days of Gzeiris for Klal Yisrael. And he found it, Rabbeinu Yerucham says the same thing. That if you look, he made din, if you look through the history of Klal Yisrael, and you go through all the years, end of time to go through and write down all the different inyanim, but in the history of Klal Yisrael, the Zman of Svira, i.e. from Pesach to Shavuos, is a Zman of terrible things happening to Klal Yisrael. So the Mela, with the Tziruf of definitely all of these reasons, is why we do Avelis during the time of Pesach till Shavuos.
Now, how could it be? Ein Mazel Yisrael. How could it be a certain time of year is dangerous?
That's for a different time. Let me go in later. Now, the Mice, it's interesting. Very interesting. Look at the Lashon HaTor. Right? Lashon HaTor. Then we show him. In Hilchos Sfiyah Sa'imah, the Lashon HaTor is Shiloi Laharbois Besimcha. Vashainkin in Beina Metzorin. The Hainu, the 3 weeks halachas, so the Lashon of this Mematim Besimcha. So it seems over here, it's not that a person, and we're talking about Sfiyah Sa'imah now, is meant to have less Simcha. That's not over here, that's over there in the 3 weeks. Over here, we're dealing with a person who shouldn't be Marbe in Simcha. Right? As well as Harabites Besimcha, Lashon HaTor. So, Lemais, if you look in the Gemara, if you look in Kamat Rav of the Rishonim, you do not find a single word that you're not allowed to listen to music, that you're not allowed to shave, that you're not allowed to have chasanas, b'chole b'chole, during the time of Sfiyah Sa'imah. Shteit nish in the Gemura, shteit nish in the Rishonim. What you do find, however, in that the Meiri already brings it, appears already in the Maril, and the others as well, that it started the Erech in the time of the Goinim. In the time of the Goinim, a lot of these Menhagim that we're saying tonight actually started, and that's why the Maisa we keep them. So let's go number one with the first halacha that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch over here, talks to the Gimel Sibalef, and that is a chasana. A chasana, you're not allowed to make a chasana during the time of Sfiyah Sa'imah. Now, lemaisa, what does that mean? The Yisra L'chayr Sfiyah of Moshe is actually to make the chasana. How about to go to somebody else's chasana? For example, you're keeping the Omer right now, and somebody makes a chasana. That's normally the time we're holding right now, nobody's really making chasanas. But the beginning, if they're straight off the Pesach, there are people that keep the second half, so they're making the chasana. Are you allowed to go to the chasana? Absolutely. Are you going to be hearing music? You're going to be maybe dancing some. Why? Because the issa is to make the chasana, not to go to the chasana. So that's number one. Number two, an engagement. Anybody here isn't planning to get engaged, is the maisa, you are allowed to make an engagement party during Sfiyah Sa'imah. That means even if you sit down and have food or whatever it is, obviously music we'll discuss in a moment, but at least the engagement party itself is vaday muta. What's the reason? What's the reason, says the Mishnah Berurah? The Magen Avraham says, maybe someone else, will take her, and therefore will chap her out, and therefore you've got to chap her before somebody else does. Which is, by the way, very, very schwer. Very schwer. Because that's the reason, when you say a portion of the reason, like the Mishnah Berurah says over there in Hilchos 3 weeks, engagement parties in Shkan Simcha. Was this a Simcha, an engagement party? No! A Simcha Shel Mitzvah is of a chuppah and a chatana. An engagement is a lovely excuse for a party. Of a Be'etzim with no Simcha, the Halacha Lemaisa, anybody here planning to get engaged in the next couple of days? You can make an engagement party. Let me go back to what you say. Let's start with dancing and music. Let's start with dancing and music. Dancing and music goes as follows. Be'etzem, if you look, like I said, Gemara, Rishayim, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, you don't find anywhere that it says you're not allowed to listen to music. Absolutely nowhere. See, if a person would learn Shulchan Aruch, Kepshutai, he'd come out by with it. I'm allowed to listen to music. Al Kaponim, what do we find? Where's the Makor for music? It goes like this. Al Kashulchan learns as follows, and Chassid also learns as Malach. Is the Shulchan Aruch tells us, a person is not allowed to dance. Dancing is Asa during Sfiras Ha'oimah. That's the Issa. The Issa is, and when we mean dancing, we mean Festa dancing. Geshmaka dancing, that's what's Asa, right? We're talking about these people that go in a line. This is Nishkan dancing, that's about the Mutter, even on Shabbos Kodesh. I was dancing in a shul, and a fellow started, so I don't know what it was, maybe it was like, but maybe it's, I don't remember what it was. People started dancing. Someone came to me and says, no, you don't have to dance on Shabbos Kodesh. They passed the Shulchan Aruch.
Not dance on Shabbos?
Oh, I don't know, it's a Mephusha Mishnah. It's a Mephusha Mishnah, mate. That's right. So I told him, it's a Mephusha Yushalmi. Says to Yushalmi, this is not dancing. That's not called dancing, that's called moving. I don't know if it's called moving even. It's called walking. Whatever it is. Let me get back to it. Exactly, hold a minute. The mice of holding, I say. So dancing, out. No dancing. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you're not allowed to dance on Sfiras Ha'Oimah, so culture came, you're not allowed to listen to music, and there's very passing the Minchas Yitzchak, and there's very the minig vein in Klal Yisrael, and the minig that Klal Yisrael took on is a double posha that some person can, by the way, explain slightly different, and they explain, we know the Gemara in Gittin, says the Gemara, and Betim, this is by the way how the Shulchan Aruch paskens, there's an Issa Gomo for a person to listen to music the whole year. Not listen to the music. Why? You're not allowed to listen to music the whole year. And am I? So this place is the whole year. No, as I say, that the meaning is that we make. We listen to music, oh, but a few weeks during the year, the Hainu Sfiras Ha'Oimah, then we can be machme as a shtick ala velis. Oh, but the Maiso, I think we're going to go with the Pshat Le'Doruch HaShulchan. It's a culture came from dancing. Dancing you can't, and therefore music you for sure cannot. Now, therefore, people come along and say, well, that's only talking about live music. That's not talking about a tape. It's not talking about a CD. It's talking about live music. So the Maiso, I want to tell you, and this all the place can say, is a double poshut ad ma'oit. What's the nafkamina? What makes the music? If it's a real guitar, or a real drums, or it's a machine that produces the drums, or produces the guitar. For example, if you have a tape recorder, or a CD with a speaker, whatever it is, minus communion between that and the guitar. What is it? It's a machine that makes music. A machine that makes music is awesome. And this is the Meister, just give me a minute to finish off the Indian. It's the Meister where the person can say that every single type of kli that makes music, whether it be a Walkman, a CD, one of these new machines, the blueberry thing, whatever these machines that make music, Bekitsa, all of these things that matter are going to be awesome. Why? It's a cliche, and about it, it's awesome to listen to music. Now, let me get back to it. There are certain Ethereum, I want to finish the Indian music, then we'll take the questions. There are certain Ethereum we have. But listening to music, for example, right, it's very negaya, right, it's a gay to me sometimes, right, I'm in the car with six of the children, can I in a horror, and the mice, Rabbi said, the noise in there is momish, unbelievable, everybody, from the minute you come, you know how it goes, right, the minute you go, are we there yet, right, that's momish, the first question that everybody asks, right, can you imagine six of them all at different times, the kid sits on a roll over there, shemirachim, so to put on Uncle Moishi is mutagamo, forget, it's momish achiv. I've got to go and stop them from making azan noise. As the man said, that's mutter. Who are they? If you have a baby, and the baby needs music. Sorry, that could be a shalub kot nefesh and a chanami. How about later? How about if you have a child that needs music to calm down? You put on, you know, this lullaby thing on top of the cot over there, you know, wind it up, and it makes this, you know, Mozart. Nowadays they have these new things, right? In the old days they had these things, whatever, some kind of whatever it was. Nowadays they come up with Mozart, because they kind of, that baby, if they hear the Mozart, so when they get older and go to university, later there, I don't know all the longest, oh, but Kenzan. Actually, here it's Mota. Who are they? If you have songs on your phone, when it rings, that's also Mota. Who are they? When you listen on the phone waiting for somebody, they put you on hold, and it comes up this beautiful Geschmacker. Jewish music, and then Avada, does Avada going to be Mutter? You're allowed to listen to those things, they're out of shayla, you have to hold up your arm over there to make sure you don't hear it. That's Avada is Mutter. Now, the next shayla that I don't want to speak too much about, because the Olim over here are not going to like me. Someone told me they come to the ship because they want kulas. Today was the wrong day to come. So think about it like this. Nobody leave yet. What's with a cappella? A cappella is like this. For SM, Amol was the pshat. I remember when a cappella first came out, it was just singing. Poshut, a choir of two or three guys, singing together, put it onto a CD, and sold it. This Lamaisa is a shayla. Now, we'll go to that, and then we'll go to the next stage. First of all, a cappella, according to a lot of poskim, in America, for sure in America, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a zicha of an America, kuma all of the poskim asked it. Rebelski, I don't know the names of all the boys came over here for sure. All of them after it. Why? Because it's a cliche. It comes from a thing. Now, the Maisa, I personally think that there's a mocker to be makel for any reason that I'm not going to go into right now. So, anybody wants to listen to that, about it can be makel. I'll tell you, a Maisa Shahoya. A Maisa Shahoya with Moshe Feinstein. The Moshe Feinstein was a cuddler there in America, right? So what does everyone do? When you have a shayla of music and a cappella and all of these things, so he goes to Reb Moshe. No, so they went to Reb Moshe and they asked Reb Moshe about listening to a cappella, right? And the Maisa, what happened was, is that Reb Moshe, they came out and they were smiling. They said, "What happened?" Reb Moshe was makel. What do you mean, Reb Moshe was makel? I thought he's a machmeh. So they went back into Reb Moshe, what's going on over here, right? So it was one of the swarm. He said, "No, I told them it's just like the rest of the year." There's a tshuva from Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe is the only pasuk that paskins a cappella is mutter. Massive kula. You want to be something from Reb Moshe? Beautiful. Be something from Reb Moshe. The problem is that tshuva of Reb Moshe was not written on Tzvi HaZayimah. It was written on the Gan Sayor. Remember, Reb Moshe holds that a cappella is mutter the whole year. What a kula! Because Reb Moshe holds like the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not to listen to music the entire year. Says Reb Moshe, this, we follow Shulchan Aruch in our house. Therefore, that's awesome. Of a cappella is mutter. Now the Maisa, Chas v'Shalom didn't trick anybody. They didn't understand what he meant. He said it's like the whole year. They thought the whole year meaning it's mutter. He meant no, like the whole year that it's awesome. Eich sheyiyeh, the Maisa, a cappella, I think you could be makel on. I don't think you have to be machman a cappella. However, they come up now with these new things now. One of the new things, you don't even know it's a cappella. Of course, it sounds like music. You don't even know what's going on over there. So they tied it to me. I spoke to one of the big bakim in the music industry. He told me that it's all done with the mouth. No, it's not certainly bang on tables, because then bang on tables is about that's a non-good drum, but it's a drum. But I'm talking about everything is done with their mouths. So the chayyur you could tie it up. Everything's done with the mouth. No, it's a different type of a cappella. Right? Again, I spoke to the people in the music industry. What they tell me about, say, a secret. But it's a massive secret. Because people don't know this. They told me a zoy. They said that what happens is that anachanamic comes from the mouth. And from the mouth, where does it go? Into the recording studio. In the godless of the Rebbeinu Shalom's technology, the Rebbeinu Shalom was miyach to the Gan Tzedel. There's such a thing called a recording studio. What does a recording studio do? Takes whatever they put in, and it comes out a totally different way. And they mess around over there with the sounds, and with the bell, all the nomen of the Maisa, it comes out that these things should not be listened to during Sefirah Se'oimah. Again, if you're stuck for nothing to listen to, especially if it's a slow song, there's a mokum to be makel. Now, let me go in baita, because there's a lot more things I want to discuss. But what does that mean?
That you're a lawyer, like to God.
What does that mean?
Hashem says, don't listen to music? Okay, so let's go like that. Let's go like that.
Because Hashem never said listen to music. Okay. You know what I'll tell you? I'll tell you this. So this is one of the reasons that I didn't want to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. One of the reasons that I said you could be makel on a cappella, I'm gehet from a posik once. So he wants a tiny like this. No. Okay, just can't sound. And I'm if it makes you sad, if the taka makes you sad, and I'm going to.
He never said the Torah.
He's saying good. He never said it in the Torah, and he never said it in Shulchan Aruch either. Never said it in Shulchan Aruch. What was it? It's a minik. That Klal Yisrael were makabel. What were they makabel? Real music. They were never makabel a cappella. And never there's a big mockum to be makel. But again, I want to finish the inyan today, because next week we must start Hilcha Shabbos. Number two, swimming. Is there an inyan to ask for swimming? There was a mice a few years ago here in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, Laleinu Nebuch, there were a bunch of, I think it was Beis Yaakov girls, and they drowned during the time of Sefirah Se'oimah. And people said, because they were going swimming during Sefirah Se'oimah, that was the reason. The stipler says, Mufurish, there is no makar that swimming is asa, and avada swimming is mutar. And it's already brought down In the Shaiz and Shuvah Divya Malkil, Chenigimel, that about the swimming is mutter during Svirus Oimer. Trips, however, are also mutter. You can't ask going on a teal, going on trips. These are things that are mutter. Oh, could be that a person should not have to go on a choshev and geshmak a trip on a teal during Svirus Oimer. Oh, but the Maisa trip is mutter. Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't go on teal because Bachman listens to music on the bus. You go on teal, so it's dumb to involve.
Don't shall I share my gozu by your bonnet. Come again, back.
Haircut.
What?
Mansakanan. Water is more.
No. Mansakanan is talking about 3 weeks. Not during Svirus Oimer. No, it's not. And you'll say this in a minute. I'm going to show you exactly where I get this from.
Music. And the main reason why I come to share. This doesn't say it anywhere, and doesn't say it in the Torah, and
it's just but it's the minute that Klal Yisrael with
Mekabel. Hold up.
Minute backwards is what?
No.
Minute spelled backwards is what?
I'm not answering.
What are you
saying?
Minutes spelled backwards.
Minutes spelled backwards.
Gehenem. Tell the whole thing. Come again, Baker.
I have
personal questions?
If Rabbi Hassenplatz tells you, don't drive a car down the street, because the minig is not to drive down the street, and it's our minig and our neighbor not to drive down the street, so you're going to tell him, listen, I live on the street, the hell with you, and move on, right?
That depends if the minig is there that way, you know? You've got to go with the minig.
Depends what happens. This rabbi tells another rabbi and says, hey, No.
Right. That's the minute of the Orcha Shulchan. The Orcha Shulchan was one of the biggest post-commit time of the
Orcha Shulchan. What if it'll cause someone to be so sad
and go out of
his mind?
If a person is depressed, he's upset, he needs music to calm him down, no problem.
We
have 10 minutes left, I want to finish. Let me get back there. Haircuts, shaving, malacha. As the Maisa, we know the Shulchan Orcha, when he brings us his base. Now the meaning is that we do not take shaving or haircuts during this month. There's not enough community in hair on your head or hair on your beard. About the both are going to be absolutely awesome. Now, the mice, what happens if a person has a moustache and the moustache is bothering his eating? Now, I don't understand exactly what this means. Now, what does it mean? You push it, can't get the schnitzel in because the moustache is coming down over there. Like these bars over there.
When I eat sometimes,
yeah.
Like the side goes in my mouth.
And therefore?
Therefore, it's a little uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Look, it was made to be a little bit uncomfortable. You know how many people call me up on a fast day? Say, Rebbe, I'm really hungry. Yeah, I think that's the point of the fast. Everybody is hungry. It's a little uncomfortable. Ich bin maskim. No, passes it means that it's bothering you because you can't get the schnitzel in. So it doesn't work.
Guy's mustache.
What's that?
So I heard like
someone's
trying to
everybody's
taking a
fight. No. This is about the
mission.
Let me get back. The mustache is long. Let's hold the questions a few minutes, possibly because I want to finish the Indian. Now, combing your hair is mutter, which is a chiddush, by the way, because the Gemara knows that the person who should and can't give in your chaim is a ma'aser. Combing is a psikereisha that hair will come out. You're allowed to comb your hair or your beard. There's no shayla bechlal. Now, it's interesting because the Be'alacha says whatever is mutter on cholamoid. Is mutter over here as well, which Ramosha is a kasha. Ramosha doesn't understand what the Be'alacha is talking about, because the reason of shaving on Chol HaMoed is that we're here for the shear, remember, is that Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to shave. Why? Because we don't want a person to come and say Yom Tov looking like a Benovel. But there's nothing be'etzim wrong with shaving Chol HaMoed. But she'en gizu Ramosha over here by Sfiru so aiming is the din of Avelos. The Mele doesn't understand Alach HaLamaisa about the person can be Mekel. Lom again by the women. Women are allowed to, for example, cut hair or trim hair that's coming out in its sneers place to make sure it's coming, there's no hair is seen. Who are doing over the eyebrows? Again, we're both saying it's Nagair, we'll go baita. If a bacha, which I have given in the past, heterim for bochum to get haircuts, simply for the reason that they're not yoita, tfilin every single day, it's a chatzitza, Baruch Hashem, that he remembers the shape of tfilin. And the mela, that's another reason to have a haircut. Cutting nails are by side. Cutting nails are 100% mutter, there's no shayla bechlal. Let me go and bite it. Shidduchim, right? A bacha asked me this man about going on a shidduch for, on during Svirus Oimer, is he allowed to shave for the shidduch? So the maaser said, what's the makor? The makor is Rabosha. Rabosha is a tshuva. And he writes over there that if a person wants to go for parnasa, he needs some good meeting, a good business meeting. So he can't look like a scrap, he can't look like a noble mamela, he's got to go and shave. There's a bokeh, hesed normal for a person to shave. So maybe you can tie it, it's the same thing over here. So I'll just tell you the answer that I'm going with Yitzhak Berkovitz once told me when I asked him to shayla. What did he say to me? When I said to him, I'm going to shave for shidduch, he said to me, she's going to marry him? Like, you know, she sees that he shaved in Svirus HaOimer. What type of shidduch is this? Now, I'm not talking about a type of girl that goes to the hairdresser also on Svirus HaOimer for 2 hours before the shidduch day. Then the mother, maybe it's a good shidduch. Oh, but pastors, we're talking about a regular firm, Hashem Yeshiva Bacha, the Mela, he doesn't shave, and that's not a reason to stop the shidduch. Let me get back to
it. Hold on.
What? It's a minhag to look presentable. Show me the makar. I'll show the makar for mine, you show the makar for yours. Baita.
Why do you mean it starts? No, the minhag don't start for the
car. And love dafka. Let me go and baita. The minhag which you put on the Shulchan Aruch is you don't shave. Now, if you want to come along and shave, Anachanan, we'll be makel sometime. Welcome to Zerich. Business meeting, money, all these sorts of things come from this. We could be makel on a person. But stamp for no reason, nechatesa. Okay, let me get back to Porsche because I want to finish the Indian. New clothing, Shemi Rachim. I found in a Mordecai Leket Yosha from the Talmud of the Trumas Adashas. See, writes over there that a person is not allowed to buy, not to wear new clothing. Right? And Lamai said this is not our minhag. Our minhag is, again, no idea. Maybe some people here do have this minhag. But most people that I know do not have the minhag, and therefore you're allowed to buy new clothing. Some want to say maybe you shouldn't buy that choshe, the suits, and nice things for yontov, and these things, maybe not. But Pashtus Lamai said, about you can make it. But Sinab HaShaul, in Ode Tzion, he says, you know what's going on over here? There's no such thing as a minhag of someone buying new clothing during this time. You know what he says it is? People got mixed up. They got mixed up from the 3 weeks. That's the assignment. It's always all the same thing, and therefore that's the reason why they said you can't buy new clothes. But the answer is that you can. And aloha lemaisa, you're allowed to buy new clothing, new utensils, all of these things is 100% mutter. Dira Hadasha, to move into a new dira. So if you're coming here to Eretz HaKodesh, to Eretz Yisrael, this is a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is about the mutter. Of a stone to move from dira to dira is the maisa, especially if you're buying one, and this becomes yours. So the maisa about it should be done dafkon like Ba'oimeshev, but Alevi says in Chedek Yud of a Bashtas. Again, a shayla should be asked before that. Two last shaylas, and I want to say two stories.
What gives the head
of shaving on Lug Berman? They stopped dying on that day, and therefore they stopped dying that day. We discussed yesterday. We have a gemara simcha from that.
And therefore, maybe onward from then, and you're allowed to take it here.
Oh, so we explained yesterday that there's different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Most minhagim are 33 days of Avedis, which starts from the second day of Pesach all the way till the day before Lag BaOmer. Yeah. What's the problem? Simcha. Like the Torah says, don't be marabin simcha during the time of Sfiris
Oimer. What if you can't
afford when you're in? And you go into another one, especially if you're renting it, there's no simcha involved in that, and about it, that's mortar. Let me get my Torah, I must take these stories. Shechayanu, Rav Poiskim hold, as though the Mishnah of Mishnebura says, Mufurish Azor, the Kafachayim as well, is about it, there's no problem with saying Shechayanu on fruits and on clothing that you're wearing, there's no problem with saying Shechayanu, it's not like the 3 weeks. Abba, Shevet Alevi says, if you can say it, then you can say Dafka if you can, wait until Shabbos Kodesh. Now, one last thing Rabbi says, Avada, a person, let's have nothing until the moment, a few more minutes. The Maisa, a person should remember, the Zman of Svira is the Zman of Ke'ilu Cholamoid, and therefore a person should be Marbeh in Torah, because this is Marbeh in Kovod Shomayim. I'd like to say, let's finish with two stories in an Inyan, the Gabi, the Inyan of Svira, because we're finishing now the Inyan Bor Hashem, and that is as follows. We said that the Ikka reason why people do Avelis of haircuts and music, we should remember this, by the way. We should have this in mind, because this is very, it's Chaval, to go through the whole Sfiris Zohimeh, not cut your hair, not listen to music and whatever, and not have any idea why you're doing it, and the principles behind it. So the Maisa, as we said, so the Gemara in Yevamos Lemaisa tells us they won't know Kovazelazeh, whatever that means on their Madrega, we explained a little bit yesterday. But I want to say two Maisas that struck me as mamish hitting home this Nakuda, this point. There was a doctor many years ago in America. He had a private practice in his house, and it was a very, very private practice. He had no office, he had no fancy secretaries there, sitting there getting with all the recording of all the different types of people that have to come in, the appointments and the times. There was no such thing. It was a simple service. He was a doctor, one room, a waiting room in another room. Everyone that came in, Poshut knew who was there before him, and it went like that. First come, first served. Whoever was there first, he got seen first. The next person waited after that, and it went very beautifully for years and years. He went in that mahalach. There was one exception to this rule. The one exception was there was a Rosh Hashiva, who was the Rosh Hashiva of the Shiva in the local area there. So he was told, and everybody knew this, that whenever this Rosh Hashiva walked into the doctor's office, he gets first served. He's the Rosh Hashiva of the area, his biggest covered, he gets first come, first served, and the Maisa, everyone was masking the minute he walked in, he got seen next to the doctor. So, a Maisa Shahaya happened, then he walked into the doctor's one day, he wasn't feeling well, look at him, he sits down, he realizes, obviously, you know, the meaning over there was that everyone allowed him to go next. So he was expected that the moment the doctor came in, that he's going to be there. So the doctor opens the door, patient walks out, and the Rosh Hashiva stands up, Ki'ilu, to go next into the doctor's office. And the Rosh Hashiva says, hold on a minute, there's an old lady over there, I'd like her to come in first. Okay, it was very unusual, because normally he was first to go in, but he didn't say anything, maybe there's something weird, a special case, emergency, whatever it was, he didn't say anything. The lady got seen, she went out, eventually went into the doctor's office, and the doctor said to him, "I have to apologize to you, I'm terribly sorry. The minhag normally is that we allow you to come in straight away. Oh, but I wanted to tell you something very important. There was this woman over there that was sitting there that allowed in before you. The reason why I allowed her in was for one reason. She doesn't pay any money. Most people come here, a certain doctor, you've got to pay some whatever, there's a certain fee to the doctor, and that's what everybody pays. She doesn't have any money, she doesn't pay the doctor. So if I was to ignore her and let you come in first, she might have thought that the reason why she wasn't allowed in on her turn was because she's not paying, she's not a paying customer. I didn't want to hurt her feelings, and therefore I let in her first." I think it's an unbelievable nakuda, and we can see how you have to be careful of someone else's feelings. The next maisa we say is unbelievable. This maisa is with the Heilige Rebbein. Rebbein Kalla, as we know, in the 1940s, the yeshivas over there were under terrible, terrible, terrible situations and pressures of running away, trying to get away from the war, the upcoming war. And the maisa, also in the city of Kletsk, where Aaron Cutler was the Rosh Yeshiva over there, so you can imagine what went on over there. Everyone was getting ready, and people were leaving, they were splitting up yeshiva into different places and different groups, everybody could run away. But get to, there was one bachur in the yeshiva that decided, he's smarter than everybody else, I'm not taking no risks, I'm going myself. I want to go out myself. So he went to the Rosh Yeshiva, he said, "Listen, I want to tell you my plans." Rosh Yeshiva said, "It's not worth it, it's too difficult, this, that, the other." He said, "I'm not interested, I'm going." So he goes over to all the offices over there to get himself a passport and a visa and all of the necessary papers that he needs. So Pekitsa, he goes to the offices, he gets there, they're all closed except for one. One, the line is unbelievable. Lucy waits in line, eventually he comes to his turn. Remember, he's one of the last people over there before the office closes for the last time before the war. And the Maisa, he asks for his papers, he gets certain papers, and they tell him, "Listen, take these papers to the port, where you get up by the train, right before the boat, and hopefully waiting for you there will be your visa, and that will allow you to escape from wherever it was." So the Maisa, that's what he did, he went back to the yeshiva. All of a sudden, the place closed down, and all the offices there closed. Nothing to be had, it was right before the war. So he went to Rebbein in the Rosh Yeshiva and told him, "I'm going to the port, I'm going to get my visa." He said, "This is stupid. Poshet Osa. You're going to go there, they're not going to give you a visa, it's closed down, it's finished, forget it. It's all over. If you're going to go there, forget. It's going to be a war sakana. What's a sakana? They're going to catch you with these papers, they're going to deport you straight to Siberia, you'll never be heard of again." The Bacha said, "I'm not interested, I'm going, I want to go, I want to try to do my standards." And he told him, "No, you're not going to happen, it's not going to work, it's not going to this." But say that, "I'm going anyway." The Rosh Yeshiva gave him a bracha, they told him, "You should be matriach," and off he went. And he went onto the train, he went with his papers, hoping to get, the port, whatever he needed, the right papers to leave. And the maestro, it was very, very nerve-wracking, right? Because the next few hours would determine whether or not he would be caught and sent to Siberia, or whether or not, no, they would not catch him, and therefore he could go to the port and hopefully receive his papers. And he was very, very nervous. And he was waiting for, finally, the train to close the doors and go off, so at least, he's safe from most people. And all of a sudden, he hears a shouting. His name, Yankala, Yankala, Yankala. What's going on? He looks out the window, he sees the Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Aaron Cutler. That's a 3-hour journey from the yeshiva. Reb Aaron was not a young man. And Reb Aaron was running, watch him, he was running around the train station, calling Yankala, Yankala. Everyone looking like a Michigan over here. What's he doing? This rabbi over here has gone mad. Because Yankala, I didn't care if he was coming. Yankala, Yankala. He found him. So, Reb, what are you doing here? He said, "I want to tell you. Straight after you left, a telegram was sent to the yeshiva saying that your papers will be waiting with the correct visas at the boat at the port, where you'll be able to be taken to the place that you wanted to go to." He said, "Why'd you come now? I would have gone anyway." He thought himself in the train, unbelievable. He said, "I would have got there, I would have found the papers. I would have got the visas. I would have got the papers, I would have gone there. So why did he come? Because he didn't want me to be nervous for the next 3 hours. For the next 3 hours on the plane, he wanted me to feel relaxed and ready that I was okay. Not that the next 3 hours I'm going to be all nervous and thinking what's going on. That's a gavlus of a mensch. Look at that, traveling 3 hours each way. Why? So another person won't be upset and won't have tsar and thinking of someone else. But first, I want to finish one last thing. You have to hear this. Moshe Moyu de Gazach. Yaakov Avinu, as we know, took away the brachas. He stole the brachas, so to speak, from Esau. Why did he do it? He did it for Klal Yisrael. And we're sitting here today because of those brachas. Ask the Gemara in Megillah, an unbelievable question. Ask the Gemara in Megillah, and when did Yaakov Avinu pay back Esau for stealing those brachas? All the agvas nefesh, all the tsar that he caused Esau during that time, when did he pay him back? Ayin Shom in the Gemara. Ask Moron or Shishiva Zatzal or Scheinberg Zatzal. I heard this one by one of their spadim. Beautiful thing. Ask Shishiva, I don't understand the kash of the Gemara. The Kashmir Gemara is, when did he pay him back? Why did Yaakov steal the brachos? He wanted the brachos? No! He did it for Klal Yisrael! He did it for us! That was the right thing to do! It was, and we're sitting here today, sitting learning Torah only because he stole those brachas. Zug the Rosh Hashiva, Zug with Scheinberg. What do you see from here? How careful we have to be, even if you're doing the right thing, not to cause somebody else tzar, not to cause someone else agmas nefesh. And we're holding now in this manas sphere sa'omer, where it's this manas loy nogu kovet zelazeh. As you said yesterday, you want to be a base kibble for Torah. The way to do it is work on your midas every single day, cheshbon nefesh, to where you're holding. And the mele Rabbi Yisai, when you act well for one another, Rabbi Yisai will give you all siata d'shmaya to be able to steig in Torah and have a gavaldik zman. Rabbi Yisai, on Sunday we start Hilchas Shabbos.